Talking today with Sherry Long, who's with the Ag in the Classroom program for the state of Oklahoma. Sherry, you actually are at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, right?
Yes. Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Now, let's talk a bit about what Ag in the Classroom is. I know a lot of our folks understand various levels of it, but give us kind of an overview of what it's all about, maybe nationally, but also here in Oklahoma.
Okay. Ag in the Classroom is a collaborative effort between the Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry. We partner with the State Department of Education, as well as the Cooperative Extension from OSU. We have offices at all three places, and our primary goal is to go to the classrooms across the state of Oklahoma to promote agriculture literacy from grades pre-K through 8th grade, and we're expanding all the way to 12th grade.
Now, let's talk about this idea of ag literacy. Why do we need to do that?
Well, number one, our students and even some of our teachers, they don't understand where their food and fiber comes from. And we need to get that impressed upon them as they grow and mature and become adults, because they are going to be the ones that are going to be making our decisions as far as legislation goes. And we want them to understand that agriculture is important.
And along the way, these ideas, the various references back to agriculture, they're incorporated into things that the kids need to be learning anyway. In other words, some of the basic things, English, mathematics, science, right?
Yes, all of our curriculum is they are connected to the state standards. We incorporate the agricultural literacy across the board: reading, math, science, social studies. So all those standards that the teachers have to teach, they're going to teach them. But we want them to put agriculture in there as a way of learning and having fun with the prospect of agriculture.
And the idea is that we're talking about creative ways to actually kind of, I guess, grab the interest of the kids, right?
Yes. Most of our lessons, if not all of our lessons, have hands-on activities to go with the background information that the teacher will use, and the math and the reading and the science that's all included. They get actively involved in learning about agriculture.
I know that you and the other folks involved with Ag in the Classroom, you're very, very much working with the teachers, because they truly are the ones that are able then to be the transmitters of this information.
Yes. When we go to the schools, we want to train the teachers, teach the teachers how to incorporate our lessons and our resources into their existing curriculum. It's not something that they have to add to. It's what they will incorporate into to make it an easy transition and an easy way to teach agriculture.
Now, you get a lot of support from the agricultural community, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have great supporters. We have the Oklahoma Beef Council, the Soybean Board, the Wheat Commission, Farm Bureau Women, Leadership Team, the Cattlemen's Association. I can go on and on and on. But those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head at the moment.
Right. Now, along the way, you've come up with some interesting kind of extra little things that you've developed. At the teachers' conferences this last summer, you handed out a game. Tell me about that.
Yes, we did. We wrote a specialty crop block grant and received the funding to create a new resource for our teachers. And it is a Monopoly-type game called Oklahoma Specialty Cropopoly. And it teaches all of the Oklahoma specialty crops using math and social studies skills, and just a really fun way to get the kids acquainted with the agriculture that's grown around the state, and what's important for them to be eating.
So, you know, that actually incorporates fun and learning, then.
Yes, sir, it does.
Now, let's talk about you've just recently received some funding from Farm Credit, and you've got some ideas on how you're going to be using some of those dollars.
Yes, we just received some funding from Farm Credit, and we are so appreciative of their support. We are in the process of creating what we're going to call our financial literacy cards, which will target grades 6 through 12 and help them to understand the financial part of their life and how to help them to be good citizens and good stewards of their money and connect them to agriculture.
And so as you connect those two, this is, as you said, this is actually going to take you beyond the eighth grade.
Yes, we're hoping that we want to expand our curriculum into going all the way up to 12th grade. And we have lots of high school teachers that are asking for resources. And so this is going to be a great resource that we will reveal this next summer.
Sherry, one thing I know that goes on each year, you've got a lot of contests that you've got the kids actually working on from the youngest ones all the way up into middle school. And these are things that you challenge them to actually put some of the things they're learning on paper, whether it's coloring, whether it's actually writing essays. All that stuff's going on right now, right?
Yes, we had a contest. We have our contest that started October 1st and incorporates pre-K, and we actually expanded it up to high school. And so the pre-K to first grade has a coloring contest, and then first and second grade have a bulletin board contest where they will incorporate the theme, which is agriculture from the ground and all around. And then third through fifth is a poster contest. And then sixth and seventh is a storyboard contest. And then 8 through 12 is an essay. And they have until December 31st to get those submitted to us at the Department of Agriculture. And then we pull in lots of different people, lots of entities from the education as well as the agricultural communities to help judge. And then we will start announcing winners after the first of the year.
Of course, you hand out a lot of those awards, a lot of those prizes at Ag Day.
Yes, we do. We recognize all of the winners at Ag Day, which this year will be March 30th and at the Capitol. And it's just a really neat way to get the kids recognized. They get excited about coming, and a way to get them connected to agriculture and to see firsthand the Department of Agriculture and the Capitol and all of the legislators and the people involved.